Case number 10,647, Frank A. Miranda, north of Route 357A, being lot 3 within Laura Short Development, a special use exception to place a windmill and a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Frank Miranda, 30520 Quillis Point Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Before he gets started, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to ask you to table this one at the end. I'm telling you all that now because the governor has signed a piece of legislation that affects windmills, and I have to check on effective dates compared to when this application was filed and some other aspects of that and go over that with Everett Moore. So, but there is a new law that was enacted, which I think will eventually take the windmill question out of the board's hands altogether, out of planning and zoning's hands, and it becomes a state matter. But I'll ask you in advance to table this until the August meeting, I suppose.
Appreciate that.
Can you do that in two separate parts, the variance for the setback versus the variance for the windmill?
Well, the variance would be for the windmill as well, right?
No, he said, I think he's suggesting the special use exception and the variance.
Could I go forward with the?
Oh, you're going to go forward with everything tonight. I'm just saying the new law may affect both some or all. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, ladies, I'm here for a variance on our property for building a house, and we're requesting a variance from the 40-foot setback. And for the reason is for the uniqueness of the lot. Which by current standards would not allow for a house of any size, any normal size. The variance will allow for reasonable use of the property, and the hardship was not created by the applicant that has been in place for many years. And all the lots on Quillin's Point Road have the same unique narrowness, so it would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood because all the homes are basically the same distance off of the road. And it would not be impairing any adjacent property, as both the property to the north of me was only 3 foot off of the setback, and the property south of me was 4 foot off the setback.
Excuse me.
So we would not be changing any doing anything detrimental to the neighborhood or changing anything or being unique in the neighborhood. All the houses there are the same way. And we've applied for this variance before, and the finding of facts by Mr. Dale Calloway in case number 8451, had four findings of fact, and one, the applicant's lot is long and narrow, and it's impossible to construct a dwelling within required setbacks. The exceptional practical difficulty was created prior to the applicant's ownership of the lot. Number three, surrounding properties are similar in size and have been issued similar variances, and as a result, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and most of the adjacent dwellings are about 16 feet from the road with their property line.
Were you what you were just reading from, was that for one of the other lots?
No, I was just reading from your board's findings from when we applied for this in 2003.
Well, what happened in 2003 when you applied for this?
Time and money didn't work out.
Okay, so it was granted back then, and you're reapplying because it never got built.
Right.
Okay.
And I think there's a survey of the lot there that showed the original dwelling on the place was 16 feet off the road, and that's been removed.
So the dwelling we're looking at now is not there?
The dwelling has been removed, yes, the one that was there.
Okay.
Do you have an updated survey with a proposed?
Not yet, sir.
You've got a vacant lot right now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's only 60, 8.5 feet wide, and they kind of 40-foot setback from the road, and it's at the end of the road, and there's nothing else there. But all the houses that go down the road are all about the same distance off of the road.
Okay, are there any questions, further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Where would you put the windmill?
On the west end of the property, right next to the bay, so it wouldn't be, back near the neighbors' houses.
Okay.
To the back.
And that's where most of the wind's coming right off the bay anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Hudson?
When do you propose, what are your plans to propose to start construction of the home?
Well, if based on the design, getting the variance same as it's been granted before, then I know the size of the house I can build, then we'll design it and put it in place. But if all goes well, in October, I'd like to start.
Mr. Mills?
Other questions?
Any questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion that we table case number 10,647 to our first meeting in October.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,647 until our first meeting in August. All those in favor of the motion, give me the voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case will be tabled until first meeting in August. Okay.
Is that for the purpose of the windmill?
Yes.
Will I get a notice, and do I need to be here?
No, you won't have to be here, sir. Okay. You're welcome to come if you want, or you could view it.
Okay.
Thank you. The hearing is closed, so there's no other input from the public or testimony.
Okay.
And you can do our deliberations on the internet.
Okay. Thank you all.